We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's free. It's unbelievable. And you know what's cool about it is it's got the TV side and the radio side on it. And you can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's incredible. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X at SportsGrid-Live? Even this very second, it's always on. Check it out. You can get the Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcast every day, Monday through Friday, on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Here's the lineup tonight on Sports Grid TV. Front Office Sports Today is after this show at 6 East. Then it's GTD with the Kevin Walsh at 6:30. At 8, it's In Game Live with Scott Wetzel and our friend Joe Madden out in Calgary for Alberta. And then at 10, it's In Game Live again, back-to-back IGLs. Adam Kaufman, the fascist from Boston, and our buddy, the old blue liner, George Kurtz, who plays for the A's now. That's at 10 p.m. On Sports Grid Radio, the institution is at 8 p.m. with Carver and Lisi, your boy Joey Prawns. Catch it all on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio tonight.
Everybody loves Joey Prawns, that's for sure. He's one of the all-time greats.
True enough.
Let's finish this off now here, the rest of the baseball from last night. Cleveland beat the Orioles 10-5. We rang the bell with Jose Ramirez. Unfortunately, the call was awful. So instead, we give you the go-ahead homer by Kyle Manzardo on Guardians TV.
We give them a chance to rally. And now Kyle Manzardo clobbers it to deep right field. Gone! And the Guardians go ahead 6-5.
There you go. The Guardians, who the POTUS wants them to change their name back to the Indians.
Getting very involved in these sporting teams and these sports teams changing their names back. It's become a point of emphasis for him recently.
Isn't there something better to do, like, with your time?
there's a few things going on. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think that these teams are going to
go deal with his swollen ankles. Maybe get that surgically repaired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got that cooking. Padres beat the Marlins 2-1. Padres are now 31-9 against teams under 500. It's the best record in baseball with that. So they have feasted on the bad teams.
So, here's a tip for you. Whenever they play a team under 500, bet on them because they win 90% of the games. Whenever they play a team over 500, that's when they lose. So right. Whenever they're playing bad teams, bet on the Padres. I mean, it works every time. I mean, 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
Doing the quick math here, and we're going to try to do this as fast as we possibly can, that would mean that they are 24-36 against teams with good records, teams that are over 500, 24-36. So they are 11 games under in those situations, whereas 31-9 against the really bad teams. So like you said, keep that in mind.
So tonight,
yes.
So tonight they're playing a team with a losing record. So what you do is you bet on them.
That's it. That's what you got to do. Xander Bogaerts, the last 25 games from 382, 1023 OPS, three homers, seven doubles. Might be the first good stretch he's had since he signed with the Padres a few years ago. He's done nothing for them. Zero. So nice to see Xander Bogaerts getting off the deck. And in the losing effort, this Stowers just doesn't stop. He homered again last night, sixth time in the last five games. That's a Marlins record. We love
Stowers.
You gonna
put him on the tater like menu? I mean, what is happening here?
I kind of got to. I'm like kind of at that point now where it's like, I think he could tonight. Absolutely, I'm almost playing the percentages that he can't homer every single night.
But he does.
Like, meanwhile, he does, and now it's gone so long that I know if I jump in, he's not gonna. You know, that's kind of how
now
it's.
Now you think it has something to do with you. I don't agree with that. He'll hit a homer for us.
I hope so. The Dodgers beat the Twins 5-2. As we know, Ohtani pitched last night, and boy, did he pitch and did he hit. Three innings on the mound, only gave up four hits, one run. It was a leadoff homer to Buxton. Three strikeouts, he threw 46 pitches. And after he gave up that homer in the top of the first, he decided, I'll just get that back and then some in the bottom of the first on Sportsnet LA.
And like it was his phone booth.
Superman hitting the ball in the air to center field. The starting pitcher hits a monster home run. He is out of this world. Shohei Ohtani, one of a kind, all time. 35 for the year.
Did you hear that bat?
That was crunched. I mean, that was, you know, I know they sound good sometimes when we play some of these homers, but that one was.
That one just
And
tops.
That was dead center into that black out there at Dodger Stadium, like just right over the wall. He destroyed that pitch. They had a bunch of homers last night. We said yesterday that Uncle Festa, he was going to be in trouble. Will Smith had two homers. Pa has homered as well.
Yeah.
As the Dodgers get off the deck against Minnesota.
I just saw that home run to the black tarp.
Yeah. I saw a story today. I forget who it was, Heyman or maybe Bob. I don't know who it was. That the Twins, I guess, are getting close to waving the white flag, and that the biggest trade chip they might have, Sky, they might trade that Joe Ryan. Now, that's an arm that teams should be looking for with the way that he's pitched this year. He's been unbelievable.
I mean, you got to be half stupid to trade him.
Well, it sounds like they are.
Well, there's no reason then to go to Target Field to pay money to see a baseball team with no talent on it. Let's just face facts. I guess Buxton and Correa, people are over Correa, aren't they? That team doesn't matter. Joe Ryan matters. He's worth paying to see, you know, once a week. This guy is their best player on the team, hands down. No questions asked. He's incredible. I wouldn't trade him. That's as dumb as trading Skeens. Honestly,
you know,
Joe Ryan's, let's just face facts, he's top five now in baseball pitching.
And you know what the really silly thing is? Like, I know we do a lot of these teams at the trade deadline, and it's like, well, the guy's going to be a free agent, and they don't want to lose him for nothing, and Minnesota would never re-sign him. He's got two more years. He's not a UFA. He's not a UFA till 28. Like, it's not like he's a UFA at the end of the year. Like, they've got some arbitration years left with him. But, you know, they're not smart. He's only making $3 million this year. Joe Ryan, for considering what they're getting.
I mean, how cheap are you? Like, you're going to get rid of this guy when you don't have to pay him for, you know,
big money.
26, 27, 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't make sense. I mean, look, that arbitration number is obviously going to go up. But in terms of giving him the 6 year, you know, 300, 200, you don't have to. He's not up for that yet.
You don't have to do it, so why do it now?
I'm sure he wants it. I'm sure he wants that now, but he's not up for it yet.
Yeah, I don't care what he wants. That's not the way the world works in baseball.
Yeah,
you have to wait until, you know, they're not giving out deals 3 years before they're up. I mean, the guy's arm could fall off. You know what I mean? Like, no one's doing that. How stupid are you?
Allegedly, they would need to be blown away in a trade.
Yeah, they're lying.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, that was crazy last night at the bank in Philly, how that game ended.
Yeah, we've had, we obviously play a lot of different walk-offs here on Coast to Coast. We've done it all. Walks, home runs, everything, hit by pitches. We haven't done this one, though, on this show. That's because this is something, Scotty, that hasn't happened since the 70s. The walk-off catcher's interference for the Phillies win on NBC Sports Philly.
That pitch just a bit outside.
That catcher's interference?
You know, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bill is challenging that there was catcher's interference on the play.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness, there was.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference.
Wow! The Phillies have won on a catcher's interference!
I'll tag your bags.
Baseball is amazing. And what a celebration.
Yeah, how about no hits to win the game? They loaded the bases, and then a catcher's interference, and they win 3-2. I had the under on a ticket and cashed it. Unbelievable, to be honest with you, that those two teams went under last night, and I got lucky on that because I guess I picked it because of Wheeler. I thought that he would give Boston problems, but it was a crazy game, 3-2.
Zach Wheeler, 6 innings, 10 Ks for the Phillies. The Phillies also signed David Robertson. Got to be like the ninth time they've signed him. He'll get ramped up in the minors.
Good pitcher.
He is. Nats beat the Reds 10-8. Wild game in D.C. Braves beat the Giants 9-5. White Sox beat the Rays 8-3 down in Tampa. The White Sox come out of the break hot. Not just the Buccos. Look at that. They're beating the Rays, too.
35 runs in four games.
They're hot with the sticks. Meanwhile, the Royals beat the Cubs 12-4. Now, they told me yesterday that the wind was going to be blowing in at Wrigley last night. I mean, there was homer after homer after homer in this game. Salvi Perez had two. Second one, FanDuel Sportsnet.
Salvi drills another one. Deep left center field to the bleachers and gone. A two-homer night at Wrigley for Salvador Perez.
I mean, it really is unbelievable because when I look at him, he looks like he's 300 pounds and he looks like he's about 55 years old. Like, honestly, I just cannot figure out how this guy does what he does.
Yeah, it is. He's still rolling. And when he gets a hold of it, it goes. That's for sure. Cubby news injury-wise, Pete Crow Armstrong didn't play last night. Bruised right knee. I have not seen the Cubby lineup yet for tonight to know if he is back in there. They're an 8 o'clock East start, so it's possible. They have not put their lineup out yet, so we'll see maybe by the time we leave if PCA gets himself back in there. Rangers beat the A's 7-2. Little Hellman's mayonnaise for you. How about this? First career home run. We love those on Coast to Coast as well. Michael Hellman for the Rangers on Rangers TV.
So now second and third, they'll bring the infield in. And that ball's corked. Deep out to left. It's got a chance. Michael Hellman's first hit as a Ranger. A three-run homer.
The heir to the mayonnaise fortune.
The heir to the mayonnaise fortune, your guy right there. Cards beat the Rockies 6-2. Astros beat the Diamondbacks 6-3. How about Hellman's mayonnaise? He hit his first career homer in that game. How about this Bryce Matthews for the Astros, Scotty? He hit his first career homer in the game also, but he decided that wasn't good enough. He wanted to hit two. Space City Home Network.
That ball hit high in the air, deep to left field. Forget about it. Bryce Matthews putting on a show in the desert. Two home runs.
like saying Space City Home Network.
That is pretty much the only reason why we continue to play Astro highlights, is for that reason alone, just so we can pop up their home network that they have there. Next for you. Wait, before I leave that, Suarez had his 36th Arizona last night. I mean, this guy is destroying the baseball. He's got five since they came back on Friday. And I saw today, remember how you said this yesterday, Yankees were getting him. Now I saw the Yankees are third or fourth down the line for Eugenio Suarez. That Seattle and Milwaukee and all these teams now, these low mid-market teams are going to get Eugenio Suarez instead of the Yankees.
I said yesterday, everyone, we always joke that everyone's going to the Yankees, and meanwhile, they're not even going to get him. Like, they have been talking about this guy for 2 months in New York, that he's going to be a Yankee. In fact, they interviewed him at the All-Star game. What do you think about being a Yankee? Meanwhile, all these other teams are building up better offers for Suarez, including his old team, Seattle. So,
yeah,
you know, who are they going to end up with? I'll bet they end up with Bednar and Helen Keller.
That's exactly. Well, I think the Bednar is like the only guy who the Pirates aren't trading, right? Isn't that he said? Why would you not trade him now before he turns into what he was last year again? Wouldn't you trade him now while he's actually getting guys out?
I would. I told you this yesterday. I would trade every single player on the team except Skeens. Not only that, I would trade everyone, the manager, the bench coach. The only guy I would leave there is old man Lamont. Gene Lamont's like 75. Prop him up in the dugout, like, you know, just like Velcro him or something to the dugout and just let him sit there and manage the Pirates until he's gone. I mean, honestly, the whole team's so awful, I'd trade everyone.
Get rid of them all. Clean house. Down to the studs. Everything but the studs. Take it completely out. Get the whole AAA team up. They could finish out the season along with Skeens.
You know, another guy.
Skeens and the AAA team.
You know, this guy Reynolds, who they paid all this money to, he doesn't hit either. Get rid of him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It really is incredible how bad Devers has been with the Giants, and they haven't been much better. They've dropped six in a row.
They have dropped six in a row, but since the trade, 11-17 is what they are. Devers is hitting .208. Now, on the other side of the coin, the Red Sox are 17-11. So the absolute flip since making the trade. And there is a little sidebar here to this because Devers tonight is going to do something that, as we talked about plenty earlier this year, he refused to do in Boston. He's going to play first base for the first time in his career. He's in the lineup playing first for the Giants tonight in Atlanta. So maybe that'll get him going. Go play the field. Go grab a glove. Maybe that'll help him out, Scotty.
I've never seen that guy hit .208. It's amazing to me how bad he's been. It's just a disaster. And Craig Mish said it would be. He said he will not hit in that ballpark. Yeah. And I can't believe it's been worse than that. Like it's anemic city.
It has been putrid. Can't wait to see him out there with the frying pan out at first tonight. Should be lots of fun. The Royals call up 45-year-old Rich Hill. His 21st MLB season, and he will pitch, of course, against he's played for basically every team.
The Rich Hill pitches.
You could always say pitching against his former team. But I believe the Cubs were the team he made his major league debut with. And he will pitch against them tonight for Kansas City. 45 years old, Scotty. Still getting it done. Rich Hill.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know. Nick Kurtz and Eugenio Suarez, who we were just talking about, were named the MLB Players of the Week I can give that out. They only played like three games last week. But those guys were the best.
Hurts, and Suarez hit like, 15 home runs in three games?
They are both on fire. Kurtz hit another one last night, too. A little Oppo Taco down the left field line in that game. I mean, he's also been unbelievable for the A's.
He's another one that should be on the Tater sheet of integrity.
Yeah, you know what the problem with him is? What they've done with him? He's like plus 270 every night now. Like, his numbers are just cratered because the guys, I don't really like to go under 300, at least here on the show. I like to keep it, keep it good with some bigger numbers. Kurtz has fallen under the threes most nights. It's just very hard for me to add him in. And he's facing DeGrom tonight also, which might not be easy. Yankees top prospect Spencer Jones. There's been a lot of talk about this guy. I sure hope the Yankees don't trade him. He went up to AAA a couple weeks ago, 16 games. He's hitting .426 with 10 homers and a .1422 OPS. That sounds pretty good to me.
Why is that guy not up in the show?
Oh, because he's in the Yankee organization, so he probably won't play for like another year or two. The way that they bring a young kid up. You know, all you got to do is look around the league at all these guys that bring up young kids who infuse the roster and energy and all that. The Yankees, they can't do that. They got to get Trent Grisham out there every day. You know, they got to get these guys out there every day.
Old guys, Goldschmidt.
Yeah, you know, they got to make sure that those guys get all the at-bats. That's what the Yankees
need. And then they
have
the old-timers game and Jeter and A-Rod don't show up.
Well, yeah, I saw the list that they put out. They're bringing back the game, which is nice. It was really pathetic that they had gotten rid of such a great tradition. And when something like that happens, when you do something, Scotty, for 50 years, always had an old-timers day game, always had the guys back, when you get rid of the game itself, it's just cheap. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's called Hal's Yankees, cheap. So enough people bellyached about it that they're bringing the game back this year. But they're honoring the 2000 team, I guess, the 25th anniversary of the 2000 team. And I didn't see Jeter's name wasn't on the list. And he obviously was on the 2000 team. He won't be there for Old Timers Day.
Well, I mean, what's his problem?
He's better than everyone else.
What's your problem?
He's a better man.
Like, honestly, he's such a D.
It's all right. Plenty of other guys. I'm sure Homer Bush will be there. And there's going to be all sorts of guys that'll be at that Old Timers Day. I got to see who's actually on that. There were some dandies from that 2000 team that are going to be there. Oh, the great Clemens. Is actually Clemens' first time. Clemens is going to Yankee Old Timers Day. That is a first timer. It's Roger Clemens.
I'd rather see him than Jeter anyway.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Turning the corner on a terrible towel Tuesday with Carver, High, and Pharrell. We're in New York. Good to have you with us on Sports Grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. It's also smarter to get our baseball plays every day than anywhere else.
It is very smart to do that. And that's where we are. It's Tuesday. Everybody's playing back-to-back nights, which is really what we like when everybody's in the mix here for the baseball. We'll start in Cleveland again. Orioles and the Guardians after a 10-5 win for the Guards last night. Joey Cantillo will go against Brandon Young. -160 for Cleveland, +135 for Baltimore, and an 8.5.
So I bet the over this morning at -115 on this one. And, they beat him last night. I'm going to go with him again tonight. Guardians over Young, who's been awful.
He has been awful. There's no doubt about that. Pirates looking for two in a row against the Tigers out at PNC. Casey Mize and Mitch Don't Call Me Helen Keller could be making. This is it. You know, there's only just over a week left till the trade deadline. Getting close here for the Pittsburgh faithful. Could be the last time seeing Mitch. -130 for Detroit, +110 for the Pirates, and an 8.5.
So I got Helen Keller at plus 120 this morning, and I actually bought it. I bet on Keller and the Pirates to upset Larry Mize and the Tigers. The reason being is that Keller's 2-0 with like a 1.44 ERA in his last couple of starts. And the reality of it is that the Tigers right now, this very minute, are not hitting and not scoring runs. You saw it on Sunday Night Baseball. They won 2-1. They're not scoring runs. They're not doing anything right now. They're lulling a little bit. And if Keller can pitch like, you know, Skeens did last night, which is the way Keller's pitched the last couple of times he's been out, he's had really good stuff. That's why a lot of people bet on him today. Sharps, it was 120, now it's 110, and I think it's because he's showcasing himself to get out of Pittsburgh.
And who could blame him for that?
Escape
honestly,
from Alcatraz.
If that's his motivation. Padres and the Marlins again in Miami. Steven Kolick and Edward Cabrera tonight. Minus 135 for the Fish, plus 115 for the Friars, and an 8.5.
I'm going Kolick and the Friars. We already talked about this. All they do is beat teams under 500. And it's plus 119, plus money. Let's go, Shagato.
Yeah, 31-9, as we mentioned earlier. Boston and Philly again at the bank. Richard Fitz and Christopher Sanchez, big number here. -2 Bills for the Phillies, plus 165 for Boston, and an 8.5.
I'm going Phillies run line at even money.
Phillies run line, even money. Like it. Cincinnati in D.C. still against the Nats. Chase Burns. And the Lord is going tonight.
The
Brad
Lord is pitching.
-135.
You have no chance against the Lord.
+115 for the Lord and an 8.5.
I just would never bet against the Lord. Give me a +117. It's holier than thou. Give me the Lord.
Never bet against the Lord. You just can't do it. Next up for us, the Yankees, of course, they have had a real rough time in Toronto. That's for sure. They've lost 5 in a row there this year. Schlittler is back tonight against Max Scherzer. Jays finally favored against the Yankees, minus 125, plus 105 for the Yanks, and a 9.5.
I mean, I'm on the Jays at that price, -120. I'm taking Scherzer over this kid 6 ways till Sunday. Make it 12 in a row at home and make it, what, how many did you say in a row over the Yankees?
Well, at home, you know, they swept them the 4 games 3 weeks ago, and then they beat them last night. So just recently, so that's 5 in a row, actually, at home.
Make it 6. Beaten them.
Make it 6. Angels and Mets. At Citi Field, Kyle Hendricks and Frankie Montas. You smell that? You smell the gas from here with those two guys going? Montas and Hendricks? I could smell it. -175 for the Mets, plus 145 for the Angels, and a 9.5.
You won't believe this, but I bet the Halos here at +145
wow.
And Jimi Hendricks. Montas is, they talk about how he did in the playoffs at Citi Field, and then he went out. What did he do? Nothing. Last week, nothing. No. And then they've rallied. They had no business winning last night. They had no business winning Sunday, but they won both of them. I'm going Halos at that fat +145, and I bet it.
I'm going with the over, as you can tell. I think that both teams will be able to score some runs this evening. Giants and the Braves in Atlanta, Landon Raup and Davis Daniel. Tonight, -120 for Atlanta, even money for the Giants, and a 9.5.
You know, it's crazy, but I bet this at -105 Atlanta this morning. Now it's up to -121 or whatever. I took the kid because the Giants stink right now. Devers is playing first base with a frying pan. I'm all over the hot town Bravos.
Little hot town for tonight. White Sox and the Rays in Tampa. Davis Martin against Drew Rasmussen, -235. That's a big number for the Rays. +195 for the White Sox, who, of course, have won the first 4 games out of the break by big numbers. 8.5 the total.
How about this? Plus $1.91 on the Chai Sox. They've gone four straight, 35 runs. Give me the Chai Sox at almost two bills. Again, the stunner tonight at Steinbrenner.
How about that? Unbelievable. A's and the Rangers in Arlington. JT Ginn and Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom, of course, having a great year. Minus 225 for Texas, plus 185 for the A's, and a 7.5.
Your boy, Gopher Jin, trying to take on DeGrom. He has no chance whatsoever. Give me Texas run line at minus $1.05 with DeGrom on the bump.
Cardinals and Rockies in Colorado. Eric Fetty and Bradley Blaylock tonight. Minus 160 for the Cards, plus 135 for Colorado, and an 11.5.
I mean, this guy, Fetty Cheese, is awful. He's 3-9. They never score when he pitches. Give me the Rockies at Coors. Here's one of those nights. Crack a cold, frosty Coors at plus $1.36 in the thin air. Shake it out. Ooh.
Astros and Diamondbacks in the desert. Framber Valdez and Eduardo Rodriguez. Minus 120 for Houston. Even money for Arizona and an 8.5.
Rodriguez stinks. I'm on Valdez and the Astros again. And I don't mind a $1.20. Let's go.
Brewers going for a big 12 tonight in Seattle against the Mariners. And they'll try to do it with Jacob Mizorowski on the mound. Logan, what's eating Gilbert Grape for Seattle? Minus 125, plus 105 for the Brewers, and a 6.5.
I have to go Brewers plus $1.06 and Mizorowski the way they're playing. I mean, they're winning every night. It is every single night. So, and this kid can really throw it. So I think he beats Gilbert Grape.
I think he beats Gilbert Grape also later on in the Pacific Northwest. All right, I have one other game. And the Taters that we have to get to as we look to keep things going there to finish up our baseball when we come back. One more night game and the Taters before we move on to several other things that we have to do.
Yamamoto's pitching tonight at the Ravine in La 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 Lipstick City.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, in that Cubs game because I don't care about Rich Hill, so you could throw that one in there as well.
Yeah, we have two games left, as I skipped over this one, probably because Rich Hill's pitching, or because I was mad about all the homers last night.
Yeah.
But I can't do it again tonight, because once again, they're telling me that the wind's blowing in straight from center field. So I'm going to have to once again pass on Wrigley. But Rich Hill and Matthew Boyd will be there, minus 235 for the Cubs, plus 195 for Kansas City, and an 8.5.
Run line the Cubs at minus $1.10.
Run line for the Cubbies to get back off the deck. And finally, the Twins will be in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Simeon Woods Richardson. Man, the Twins sent all their gas cans out to L.A., huh? I mean, Uncle Festa last night, Woods Richardson tonight. Yamamoto goes for the Dodgers, minus 215, plus 180 for Minnesota, and an 8.5.
Yeah, once again, you know what? Richardson isn't that bad, to be honest with you. And the problem is that I'm not afraid of them at all at Dodger Stadium. So I'm on Yamamoto, run line, minus $1.11 on the Dodgers. And I run lined them last night and hit.
There you go. That is tonight's action in Major League Baseball. But, of course, we do have time for the cherry on top, the long balls, the Taters. For tonight, it is a Dinger Tuesday, so we might as well just go ahead and try to get ourselves a few. I'm going low end on the first one. That's because this Ginn, who's going for the A's, he stinks. Corey Seager, plus 300, right off the rip. Get that one hopefully in the first inning right out of the way. Now, two guys I don't do this often, Scotty, But I'm going back to two guys who were on yesterday's sheet because I believe in them so much. Bryce Harper against Fitz at a great price at plus 400. And I will play Christian Walker against his old team in Arizona until he homers. Plus 430, especially with Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound tonight. Manzardo homered last night. I'm going to him. We had Jose Ramirez tonight, last night. Tonight we're going to Manzardo. Plus 440 in that game. Freddie Freeman plus 450 for the Dodgers late night. And I am going with one bomb here. I want to go after this this Montas for the Mets. So I'm taking Johan Moncada, who destroys awful right-handers. Plus 600 for Moncada tonight. I'm sure that with the Ohapi and the Ward and all these other guys will probably end up over. But I'm taking a shot with Moncada, a little deep end there for the 6-1. Seager, Harper, Walker, Manzardo, Freeman, and Moncada for a dinger Tuesday this evening. Around
fantastic. I need Let's that Moncada to be a big bomb. 3-4 runs.
That would be
a 3-run shot or a grand slam breakfast. I need the Angels at that fat price at $1.45. Come on.
All of his homers have come from the left side this year, Moncada. That's where the power is for him. So hopefully he's 2-for-5 against Montas in his career as well. So there you go. Baseball for this evening. I got a couple NBA things for you. I'll actually start with this since this was announced like within the hour. They announced the Summer League MVP, Scotty. Of course, Knepel won the MVP of the title game. But right. The MVP for the entire Summer League was Kyle Filipowski from Utah, who, of course, you said many times throughout that week and a half, 2 weeks, how well he played. He was the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, deservedly. He played grown man basketball. He was dunking in people's faces. He was hitting threes all over the floor. I've never remembered seeing him shoot threes at Duke, to be honest with you. But he certainly is in the NBA, and now I think he's going to get even more burned with the Jazz. With what they have now with Ace Bailey and everything else, and they've gotten rid of all these other guys like Clarkson. So I think there's going to be more time for the young to prosper.
He was also a part of the All-Summer League first team. It was Filipowski, David Jones Garcia, Jordan Miller from the Clippers, Terrence Shannon Jr. from the T-Wolves, and Nick Clifford from Sacramento. That was your All-Summer League first team, guys who were balling while they were out there. All right, Dame Time. Dame Time is back in Portland. Dame Time, of course, not going to play this year with the Achilles injury, but we got a couple from Dame Time today. First of all, going back to where he was for most of his NBA career. Let's just say, Scotty, Dame Time. Very excited about that.
It means a lot. You know, I think it was something that I never wanted to happen to begin with. You know, even once it was like I knew I was being traded, like I don't know if I ever let it go. You know, it was hard to let go. Just the love that I have for Portland, you know, the community, the organization, everything. You know, it was a hard time. So I think over the course of my career, all of the fans, you know, everybody throughout the community, I think they've always known that it was like genuine coming from me, you know, by my actions and not by words. So I think when it was announced that I was coming back, I think those were the emotions, you know. It wasn't just about basketball. I think it was everything. And, you know, people just happy and excited to have me back.
Yeah, there you go. He's going back to Rip City. Congratulations. I'll never forget when he was sitting at the fight with nobody around him, and the fight wasn't for another hour, and there was no one within 10 feet of him, and he wouldn't take a picture with my kid, like, of all things. Like, I just thought he was such a D when I met him. I was just like, what's your problem, dude? Like, because I've met everyone in the world famous, and there's very seldom a time that I come in here and talk about somebody being a D. And I got Dame Time as the top of the D list. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, no one cares about you at all. You're sitting here by yourself. Like, who cares? The kid, he's your favorite player. And you won't take a picture with him. Like, and he's sitting there talking about how much he loves the community and loves the people. He doesn't love anybody but himself. And he loves money. That's what that dude loves. Himself and money. I've already seen it with my own eyes He won't even talk to people. He's like, leave me alone. Meanwhile, he was all alone doing nothing. I mean, he might as well have been picking his boogers and eating them. I mean, if there's ever a time to ask some guy, can I take a picture of you? It's when he's got nobody around him fawning over him. Like, I give a rat's ass about your broke-ass game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I want to see what he's like after the Achilles at his age. You know, I'm not a buyer in old guys that blow out their Achilles and come back from it. In my view, they're never the same. That's just all there is to it.
Well, Dame time. He is buying in, Scotty. He expects, expects to be back to himself after this rehab process.
I literally, after I tore my Achilles and I felt it and I was sitting on the floor, I grabbed it and I rolled over and I sat up. And the first thought that I had to myself was like, I'm about to come back from an Achilles. That was literally my first thought, like on my kids. That was the first thing I thought of. And we got to the back, and when the doctor said, you tore your Achilles, like, I think everybody else had more pity for me than I did. Like, I had the PTs, like, you know, about to cry and all of that stuff. Like, I didn't cry. Even when I got by myself, I didn't cry. And it wasn't like a prideful thing. I just, my mind automatically went to, like, you know, I got to fight for something. You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, and I kind of shifted right there.
There you go. Well, we'll see, won't we? Listen, the one thing about him in Portland that he always had was, you know, complete ball hog control of their offense. I mean, this guy shot 35 times a game. So, but they're very young now, and they have a lot of talent, and it's going to be even better next year. Not this year, upcoming, a year away is an Achilles, so I think they'll be even more tuned up and ready when he joins them, and he'll be older. I don't think he's shooting 35 times a game when he comes back. I think he's going to have to change his game to suit what they have around him. It's no longer the Dame Time show in Portland. I think it's going to be he's going to finish his career there, and he's still going to be good. And I think the players around him are going to be better than him. And I think he's going to have to kind of blend in with them because they're going to be moving past him. You understand? They're going to be, you know, all about their own business and playing another year before they have to see him come around. And what? He's going to take over and start shooting 30. That's not happening. He's going to have to fit in, I think, for the rest of his career in Portland. The days of him being the only thing that matters in Portland, are those are long gone.
They are long gone. He's going to have to learn to adapt. Doug McDermott agrees to a one-year deal with Sacramento. $3.6 million for Doug as he goes out there to the Kings. And I know you'll be busted up about this. ESPN may replace Doris Burke with Tim Legler on their top NBA broadcast team. That, of course, would be with Mike Breen and Richard Jefferson. So Legler possibly in and
I
Doris
think
out.
Is good at doing games, without a doubt. He does games, and you've heard him do games, and he's good at it. And that's not going to be a loss. I got to be honest. That's a gain. I think it'll be better for the viewers at some level with him doing the games. I think she was decent at best. He's much better than her at calling a game. That's just all there is to that either. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not going to get into all this. Oh, you can't say that about a woman, whatever. Then she shouldn't have the job if she can't handle criticism. I mean, it really is that simple. Like, if you're sitting in the hot seat in a big boys league calling games, then you deserve what you get. Either good or you aren't. And I think a lot of people find her painful.
I think that that's very true. I think the biggest thing is that it just never had like a like that big game feel, you know, that you get when
that chick it's the top with the Nats with Iron Eagle is better than her. Koscheck, is that her name?
Sarah Kustak, that would be. Sarah Kustak, who does the keys. Sarah Kustak. Yes, Sarah's very
John
good.
Contact.
Very talented. Very talented, very
Sarah
good.
And
look, there's going to be a lot of changes to your NBA viewing next year. Remember that, too, with NBC and Amazon, yeah. No more TNT.
You just have to sign up for Peacock. It's $700 a month.
Sign up for the. You're going to bump that Peacock
well
up three or four,
for
$3 a month.
Five stages of the Tour de France. You can get it early.
Oh, that bike race just never ends. My God, enough with the bike race.